Of Shakespeare's numerous plays, from romances to comedies to histories to tragedies, none are as loved and adored as A Midsummer Night's Dream. Even if you're one of the people who've seen only one or two Shakespeare shows, there's a good chance the one you saw was Midsummer's. Or maybe Romeo and Juliet. That one's pretty popular, too. But in the summer, when outdoor Shakespeare festivals start popping up like prairie dogs in a desert, A Midsummer Night's Dream holds special power over the people who program such festivals. Maybe it's because they both take place in the summer. Regardless, Shakespeare's bawdy little love story about hapless mortals wandering into the middle of an epic battle of the sexes between two clans of warring fairies is known to many, many theatergoers. And its main characters are nearly household names. Puck, the mischievous right-hand man of Oberon, king of the fairies, and Titania, the fiery fairy queen who falls under a magic spell and chooses a donkey-eared dude named Bottom as her mutant love slave. Less familiar, mainly because they have very few lines, are the other fairies, Moth, Mustard Seed, Cobweb, and Peas Blossom, not to mention the even less remembered Fairy 1 and Fairy 2. In Peas Blossom, Patrick Devon's spoofy, goofy, gracefully outrageous fantasia on the themes of Midsummer Night's Dream, it's those lesser-known characters who get the spotlight, as Devon imagines what the events of Midsummer's would be like from the fairies' point of view. A behind-the-scenes look, if you will. Much like Tom Stoppard's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, in which two tiny but pivotal characters from Hamlet get to tell their side of the story, Peas Blossom, which just opened a three-weekend run in Ives Park, is this year's presentation of the annual Sebastopol Shakespeare Festival, now produced under the wings of Main Stage West Theatre. One of the chief pleasures of Peas Blossom is the energetic antics of its cast, many of whom are well known to local theatergoers. As the even-keeled peacemaker Peas Blossom, Paul Huberty, last seen in Cinnabar's Born Yesterday, gets to cut loose with a role that encourages him to show off the clownish mugging and outsized physicality he demonstrated earlier in Sixth Street Playhouse's The 39 Steps. Allison Ray Baker, Lauren Hochberg, and David Yen play Mustard Seed, Moth, and Cobweb with similarly over-the-top giddiness, a feeling that infects the entire cast. As Titania and Oberon, Mary Gannon Graham and Eric Thompson risk splitting themselves into pieces, so fully committed are they to the cartoonish excesses of their characters. Gannon Graham's extended drunk scene is easily one of the funniest things I've seen on stage this year, and Thompson draws laughs from merely walking across the stage, fuming with such eccentric intensity, I thought his head might pop off. It's a large cast, beautifully costumed, courtesy of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and everyone gets a chance to shine. Special mention should go to Kelly Brandenburg, who suffered a bit of an injury during rehearsals and still gives a performance as the love-struck fairy Dewdrop that is silly, sweet, and ridiculously larger than life. The play itself is a bit larger than life. It's a bit long, seriously in need of some judicious edits. But the cast carries the 2.5-hour enterprise on its shoulders with plenty enough juicy comic energy to keep things flowing and keep the audience laughing till the last ridiculous moment. Peas Blossom runs Wednesdays through July 28th. Visit MainstageWest.com for all the information. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.